Hi everybody. So the talk is now recorded, so I think that we can start this talk. So my name is Romain Biard, and I'd like to introduce you to the development of plugins for Matomo, and we will take the approach to have a technical introduction for plugin development, not only what can we do with plugin, but also how do we do it from a technical standpoint. So what will we talk about during this talk? So I'll present myself, then we will ask ourselves what we can do with a plugin, which is the very start of plugin development. What's the point of developing a plugin? Also, we will see how to be ready for plugin developments for Matomo, and then we will dig deeper into the technical considerations of plugin developments, plugin development for Matomo. So what are the basics of a plugin, how to add settings to Matomo if you need specific settings for your plugin, how to store content in the database, how to use an external API if you want to gather external data to cross with the data stored in Matomo. Also, how to localize your plugin, because obviously you will want to distribute it and have users everywhere in the world. How to publish your plugin onto Matomo Marketplace, how to maintain it, and if you have any question, we will have some room for discussion at the end of the presentation, but also feel free to stop me during this presentation so I can answer your questions along the way. So let's start with a short bio of myself. So my name is Romain Biard. I'm the CTO of a company called Mascot, which is providing a learning management software called Tactileo. I'm in charge of the product and development teams. I've recently worked as a lead engineer in a DevOps company. And before that, I had a web development and digital strategy company for 10 years, and also had experiences as sales representative for US tech companies. I have a double degree, bachelor in computer sciences and master in management. And from a more personal side, I have a personal attachment for Chile, where I lived for 2 years in the suburbs of Valparaiso. I like poetry, short novels, and I am an occasional open source contributor. So here are a couple of projects that I used to contribute to. Obviously, Matomo plugins, but also PHP FFmpeg, which is a package to convert videos using FFmpeg. If you look at my GitHub profile, you'll see that it happened to me to contribute to other plugins, other open source projects on an occasional basis. So a plugin for what? This may be a very trivial question, but I think it's absolutely critical to ask it first, to make sure that if you begin developing a plugin, you already exactly know how to tackle the different aspects of the development in order to reach your goal. So there are some important questions to answer first. So what is Matomo made for? Matomo is made for collecting data on visitors of your web, of your website. So who is visiting your website? How long do they stay on your website? Which pages are visited? Where do they come from? Where are they clicking on your website? All this data is collected by Matomo. So this is important to have that in mind in order to figure out what we can do with this data. Also, you can ask yourself, are there additional data that could be useful for my business or other businesses or other people? Like, you may want to combine data from Matomo or from external sources to make new information arise. So if you consider additional data, it could be either data coming from external sources like APIs, or it could be also data that you will collect by enriching the tracking API with your own tracking data. Also, ask yourself who you are targeting, because you very likely will not provide the same type of reports and the same type of data if you're working with individuals or if you're working with companies. There are specific information that each public, each type of people will want to access, and depending on who is your target with this plugin, you will very likely not provide the same type of data. Also, if this plugin is made for your company's need, for instance, ask yourself who will use this plugin in your team. Is it the marketing? Is it the sales team, the support team? How confident are they on data manipulation, and what is the ability to understand tables of numbers, understand charts, to understand very different type of reports? And this will help you design the plugin that you want to develop. And so finally, do I need to gather data from additional sources to achieve my goal of developing a plugin for Matomo? You will have to ask this to yourself as well. So examples of what could be done. You could, for instance, create a plugin that will generate a report to display the weather in the city of your visitors. So this could help you figure out if the weather has an impact on your sales. You could compare the political obedience of mayors of the cities of your visitors to figure out if they are more likely to be in favor of a political party or not. And it's very likely that these data are open data that you can find on public sources on the internet. You could also create a report comparing the size of the cities of your visitors if you want to figure out if your visitors or clients are more urban or more from rurality. You could also create a report with the list of countries from where your visitors are, the percentage of traffic that these countries drive to your website, and how they rank in the PISA survey, which would answer the question, what's the level of education of my clients or visitors? And these are just ideas that I gathered for this talk, but there are a lot more ideas that you can come up with, because all these ideas are based on visitors' sources and does not work with, for instance, the behavior of your visitors on your website, like which pages they visit, how long do they stay on your website, etc., which are also important information that you could cross with other information to make new intelligence arise. So let's take the different type of reports that already exist in Matomo. You have already in the application a lot of reports that you could generate. You can have charts, bar charts, line charts, pie charts, etc. You can have tables of data, you can have maps, but if you don't find the type of report that fits your need, you have the ability to create your own one. The screenshot on the right is a report generated by a plugin called TreeMap, which demonstrates that you can create any type of graphical representation that fits your need with the development of a custom plugin. And this is particularly interesting if you want to present your information in a specific way and not stay in what Matomo offers to you. So now that you've defined what you want to do, you need to ask yourself, what type of data do I need to generate these reports? And where will I find this data, either in Matomo database or externally? So to make this presentation simple, I'll base my demonstration on the plugin that I developed, which is called IP2Company, and which is available on Matomo Marketplace. And the point of this plugin is to try to get the name of the company of your visitors to for sales development perspective. So if you know that visitors are from, I don't know, AT&T, or in Europe, it could be Orange, it could be a bank, as like, I don't know, Société Générale, whatever it is, you can have prospection actions afterwards and try to call them if it's not already a client, or follow up with an estimate that you've sent to them, because you see that they come on your website after a specific action towards them. So in order to develop a plugin, you need to prepare your development. So what do you need to prepare your developments? You need an ID, obviously. It sounds basic, but still, we are talking about development. You need a fresh setup of Matomo, a good knowledge of PHP, ideally Docker, because it's easier to get a fresh setup of Matomo and deploy your Matomo instance afterwards. And you need Git, which is something needed if you want to publish your plugin on the marketplace. So why a fresh setup on Matomo? Why not working on the instance of Matomo that you already have? Because it will help you to avoid conflicts with other plugins when starting your developments. And I think it's very important to be sure that your plugin is working as it should in the most simple environment that you can imagine. So let's start from scratch when developing a new plugin to make sure that nothing is interfering with our developments. Also, it will help you to generate random data to work on. So Matomo has this neat feature which allows you to get some dummy data in the database when you set up the software, to be able to test the software and test your developments. Also make sure that you have enough data for your tests to be relevant. So when generating new data, you can choose for how many days you want to generate data, and share a screen with you afterwards. Be at least compatible with the latest version of Matomo. This is important, and one of the reasons to have a fresh setup of Matomo, because the latest version of Matomo ensures that you're at the state of the art in terms of features, in terms of security, and you need to be at least compatible with this version. If you're also compatible with previous version, it's even better, but you should consider that this is the very minimum requirement for you, for your plugin. So how do we do that? The easiest way is to use Docker and create a new instance of Matomo using the already packaged Docker configuration files. Once you've done that, you can use the CLI of your Docker instance to enable development mode. And to do that, you just have to run this command at the root of the project. This will add a new tab in the administration menu, which is called development, and this tab will allow you to generate dummy data for your website. So here you can see that you can define how many days you want to compute and to add to your database. Just be careful to not create too much data because it generates really a lot of data, and it can take quite some time to generate too much data. So once you've done that, let's begin the development of our plugin. So what are the basics of a plugin? The first thing to do is to understand how Matomo works in general. So you need to know that Matomo is made entirely of plugins. The core of Matomo only contains tools for those plugins, so a small collection of functions that are used by the plugins. But everything is Matomo is made of plugins, even Matomo itself, even what you use when you are having the basic setup of Matomo. So if you want to create your own plugin, you just have to run this command again at the root of the project with the name of your plugin. This will generate a new folder in the plugin directory using this name with a couple of files in it. And eventually you will reach to a tree of files that will look to something like this. This is more or less a standard tree of files for a Matomo plugin. So the two key files that are generated during plugin creation are plugin.json, which is the description of your plugin, which includes metadata for the marketplace, and this PHP file, which is the root file of your plugin. And this root file listens to events and hooks such as install, such as activation or uninstallation. The rest is not needed, but without the rest, your plugin won't do much. So you will very likely have part of the rest or almost everything in this list. So getting no need for me to describe what it does, a license to describe the type of license that applies to your work, a README also to describe your project, and then we reach to more interesting stuff. API.php is almost at the core of your plugin because it defines API methods for your plugin that will be reachable by other plugins if needed. But more than that, that will be reachable by the components of your plugin, like the reports. And this is absolutely critical to have this file at the root of the project because it will contain an important part of the logic of your plugin. You can also have some config files to change the way Matomo used the dependency injection, some documentation that will be used in the marketplace. You can have localization with languages files in this long folder. Don't forget to include screenshots when publishing your plugin in the into Matomo Marketplace. If you want to have specific styles that apply to the UI, you can have style sheets here. And then these two are important. So this folder will contain the reports that you will create for your plugin. So you will have one PHP file for each report you want to be generated by your plugin. And you will have in the updates the files that will contain the migration that will be run by your plugin. So if at some point you want to add new data to the database, you will need to create a migration, and it will come here in the updates folder. So let's start with the basis. So two files are important. I mentioned that plugin.json and the root PHP file. So let's have a look at plugin.json. What do we have in it? We have a basic description of what your plugin is. So you have here the name of your plugin, you have the description of your plugin, the version, the actual version of your plugin. You have the root style sheet to use, the version of Matomo that your plugin supports. You have a description of the authors and everything needed to contact you If there is an issue with your plugin, or if people want to contribute, you can describe everything in this section. You can also provide a URL to the homepage of your plugin if you have a public repo or if a specific website for your plugin, the type of license that you use, and some keywords that will allow people to look for your plugin in Matomo Marketplace. So you can see that this plugin.json file is very basic and does not require any technical skills. You just have to provide all the information that will properly describe your plugin. The next one, the PHP file, which is at the root of the project, is more interesting. So we've seen that this root file allows you to listen to different events that occur during the life of your plugin, like what should we do when we install the plugin, when we activate the plugin, or when we uninstall the plugin. We can also listen to events and register actions corresponding to each type of event. Let's have a closer look at the different events and methods that we can define. If you want, for instance, which is what I did for this IP to company plugin, create a table to store data in the database, you can use this install hook to actually create the table that you need. This way, when people will install the plugin, it will automatically create the required table inside the database. Or if you prefer, you can do it during activation. That's your decision, your call. You decide what fits best you need. But this feature, these functions, these hooks are made for that. They are made to perform automatic actions at different stages of the life of your plugin. On the other side, when uninstalling your plugin, it's a good practice to drop the tables that you've previously created to not overload the database of your users. You generally want to keep a clean database, and when removing the plugin, it's a nice behavior to also remove your tables. Ronan just sent me a message asking if there is a hook for update action. So yes, there is one. So if you look at the screenshot in the left, oh, good question. I have activate and install and register. So I do not mention update in my presentation. And to be truly honest, I don't know, but you can find this information in the documentation of the Matomo developer section. So I'll post the link here. And if there is something that you want to know and I don't have the answer for, you can always refer to this documentation, which is really, really complete. I advise you to have a look at it, because there are a lot of endpoints, a lot of classes that you can discover, and that will also help you define what your plugin can do. I don't have an exhaustive knowledge of this documentation and of what Matomo offers, but you should always refer to this documentation and to the ability of Matomo to be sure that you exploit all the abilities offered by this software. Thanks for your question, Rona. So we've got our new plugin, but what does it do actually? So far, nothing. We just set up the very basic files of our plugin. So let's add some logic to our plugin. What we will very likely want to do is to add a report to the plugin. So Reports are at the core of Matomo, and this is something that comes with almost every plugin. You need to decide how you want your data to be displayed and the type of report you want to generate. So to create a new report, you just have to run this command at the root of the project again. The difference with the previous commands is that this command is an interactive one. So you will be asked for the name of your report and some other additional information that will allow Matomo to generate these files. Let's have a look at them. So the base .php is like a base class that will allow you to define how users will access to your feature, to your plugin. So in my case, I decided to use the main visitors tab in the main menu and to put my feature in the submenu of the visitors item. So I just have to set the category ID in which I want to integrate, which is provided by Matomo, general_visitors. And then I can extend this class with new classes like this one, getCompanies, which will allow me to provide additional information. So what do we find in this getCompanies class? We can set the name of the report. We can set the description, the subcategory of the report, the order in which it appears, and also the metrics that we need and the columns that we want to display in the reports. This one is important, and you will see that we will come back to it in a moment, because these elements that you find in the columns table I also used by translation functions to display nice text to the users. So let's follow up and have a closer look at this report. So getCompanies. What are the methods that we can find in this getCompanies besides the constrict? So we have an important one, which is configureView, and I'll give you a closer look to this method afterwards. You can also have a getCreatedReports to display other reports at the same time than yours. I don't use it for my plugin, but you can. And you can also add specific configuration for the widget if you want to create one. But the real logic will stand here in the configure view. So let's have a look at configure view. Here you are with the configure view. And it's pretty straightforward. Let's have a look at the different parameters that are set there. If we look at it, we can see that if there is a dimension set, we can define the translation to use for the label. So remember what I've said before, no dimension is set in my case, but still the logic is there to handle this scenario. Then I define some configuration settings. So yes, I want to have a search bar in my report. Yes, I want to have pagination to be able to navigate through the different pages of results. Yes, I also want to have a limit of results per page. I want to show periods of time, but I'm not using a bar chart. Nor a pie chart or a tag clue report. I want to have a basic table of data which will display raw data to my users. This is a very simplest scenario that you can imagine, but these settings will allow you to create very different scenarios and very different types of reports. And as you can see, they are very simple to change. You can also add also configuration like sorting, etc. And then what do? I just take the keys that I've defined just before, these keys, my columns, to replace them with actual understandable text. And I use translations for that. So we'll see afterwards how to translate your plugin, but think about using these translation functions each time you need to display text, because this will allow you to have a localized plugin. And then one important thing is to enrich your api.php file, because your report need to be supported by specific functions in the api.php. The command that you've run to create the report automatically added a get companies function to this file, but you need to define the logic of this function. And in this method, what do I do? First, I check for user rights to make sure that he can access to the report. Then I collect data that I want to process based on some parameters like the ID of the site I'm actually visiting or a specific period of time. And then I process the data, and we'll see afterwards what I mean by processing the data. And once the data is processed, I just return an array with the same keys than the ones defined in my report file and the corresponding value. This is as simple as that. So do we have a functional plugin now? Yes, we do. And you could stop there if you want. But obviously, you will want to do many more things. So let's move a bit forward and see what we can do with Matomo's plugin. One thing that you will want to do is configure your plugin with some settings. There are two. I'll try to move a bit to talk a bit faster, because I have very little time and still a lot of things to say. So there are two different type of settings that you can configure: system settings, which are global to your plugin and website, and user settings that you can see here that are specific to each user. So if we look at system settings, in my scenario, I've defined two settings that are important for me, like an access token to an external API to be able to send requests to this API, and the lifetime of the cache that I created with the table that I created at the installation of the plugin. So adding these settings are as easy as creating two methods that will define which type of data you're collecting in the access token. In the access token scenario, this is a text field. And in this cache lifetime, this is also a text field. Same for the user settings. You can define methods to create and get the values. And in this scenario, I want to see if my users want to receive my report by email on a regular basis. And it's just a Boolean that I will collect. So a checkbox is fine for that. And here is the logic to get the data from the database. So now that I have collected these settings from my users, how do I use them? So back to the logic of our plugin. What do we want to do? We want to compare the visits that we received on our website with an external API to see if we can get the name of the company to which our visitors belong. So we collect the visit, we loop through them, and for each visit, we get the details of the IP address. And here is the getIP details method. We check in the database if we have already collected information for this IP. So we use the cache that we created. And if there is no result in the database, we will send a request to the external API. So it has nothing to do with our settings. That's correct, but we're going to it. To be able to communicate with the external API, I created a specific class called IP Info, which is the name of the external service that I'm using, which will handle the relation with this API. And if you look at the construct method of this class, I'm calling the system settings class that I created with a specific method called getValue, which will allow me to get the value of the access token that has been set by the user. So afterwards, I can perform some tests on this value to make sure that it's not empty, etc. But here is the way to get the value of the settings and use them. It's pretty straightforward, two lines. The other thing that might interest you in the development of a plugin is how to store data in the database. So back again to the logic of our plugin. So here in this get IP details method that we've just seen, remember that we're checking the database to see if there is an entry for this IP. And if there is one, we update the details of the entry. If not, we create a new one. So how do we exactly communicate with the database? Here are methods that I created to have a more readable code. But if you look at it, get stored companies, it's just a call using the DB class provided by Matomo with a specific method called fetchHold. Then you can pass the SQL request that you want to be performed on your database. Same with insert companies. It's just a DB method from the DB class that will allow you to execute some SQL that you created. So you can perform any SQL request that you want. Be careful with this SQL request to sanitize your content if you're using data coming from the user. Same with update. It's a DB exec again. So manipulating data in the database is pretty straightforward and simple, and Matomo provides all the classes that you need to do that in an easy way. You can also use an external API. We've seen that before. So here is my IP info class. And in this IP info class, I have other methods that actually perform requests towards this IP info API. And what do this request look like? It's described here with the get request details method. And as you can see, it's a very simple curl request. So you can insert in your Matomo plugin any type of logic, the same one that you used to within your PHP applications. It's just a place for you to implement what really interest you and compare data stored inside Matomo with any other type of data, be it from Matomo again or from external sources. So yeah, calling an external API is just a basic curl request as you would do within any PHP application. Localizing your plugin is something important if you want to distribute it globally. Three things are needed. A list of localized files that you will very likely get from Weblate, which is the website used by Matomo's team to host translations, either from the core of Matomo or from the plugins. And this method to translate content based on a key, that keys that you will find in your languages files. So know that you have a functional plugin, you will want to publish it in Matomo Marketplace. So make sure that you're done with the development of your plugin, you've seriously tested it, and you're ready to offer it to the rest of the world. Sometimes you also want to keep this work for yourself, but if you're ready to distribute it, Matomo's Marketplace you the right place to do it. Some things are important to check before publishing the plugin. Make sure that it has a unique name and does not contain some protected keywords like Matomo, Piwi Kinetics, etc. Make sure that you have a README Markdown file with a description of your plugin and a plugin.json file to describe your plugin. Verify that the versions of Matomo and PHP that you declare in your plugin.json file are actually compatible with your plugin. Make some screenshots of your plugin and put them in the corresponding folder. Put your plugin on GitHub, this is mandatory, and add a webhook to your GitHub repo, because each time that you will create a new tag and push it to GitHub, this webhook will be called and it will automatically publish the new version of your plugin onto Matomo's marketplace. This is a very handy, easy process that Matomo's team has set up, and you just have to create a tag and push it to GitHub to deploy a new version of your plugin to Matomo. And then the last thing to do is to maintain your plugin. So stay updated with the latest developments of Matomo to make sure that your plugin is still compatible with them. Test your plugin with new versions of Matomo. Also maintain a change log at the root of your project to keep track of the different changes that you perform on your plugin. So this way other developers can easily have a look at what has been done and if the changes are critical or not. Ideally, you would accept contributions from other developers and answer to issues. And it's very human to say that you don't have time enough to maintain your plugin, but try to save it so it's clear for other people where you are with this plugin. And use it for your own purposes to make sure that it still fits at least your needs and ideally others' needs as well. Well, that's it for this presentation. Thank you very much for your attention. And I've got an interesting question for Tasoman about testing. So Matomo has this test management included in its core, so you can write PHP tests using PHP unit, and you can run these tests pretty easily with some commands that you will execute at the root of your project. So like the rest of the content in your plugin, you can use a command to generate new tests. I paste it in the chat. So here is the basic command to generate a unit test. And then you can also, this will create a class with tests in it. And then you can run this test by also running a simple command. So here is an example in the chat again. And more globally, if you want to have more details about testing your plugin, you can refer to this documentation, which is pretty complete. Not sure if it answers your question, Tasman, but that's the way to do it. Are there any other questions? Well, looks like everything has been asked. So thank you very much for your attention. If you have questions that arise after this presentation, you can still ping me on the different networks. And I think that this presentation will be available on Matomo's Camp website or Matomo's website, since it has been recorded. So hope it will be useful for other people afterwards. Thank you very much for your time and attention. Bye-bye.